Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen from around the world, in the studio or in the chat room. Welcome, welcome to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're a weekly entertainment information show. We come on at 6 p.m. every Wednesday on the West Coast now at 6. Right now it's 9 p.m., about 9:03 on the East Coast. You can call into the show and give a shout-out for a special person or upcoming event in your life. The chat room is always open for discussions. Discussions weekly will center around hot topics, of course, what's the hot thing that's going on, and also a little bit about politics. I try not to give, because he's in the news every day, 45th, too much attention. But anyway, and of course, we're going to talk about sports, NFL, NBA, MLB, weather changes, if anything is prominent coming up. What's new in music, what just got released. So, yeah, stay tuned. We cover a lot. News, television, movies, cable, updates. Oh, I got to tell you guys a movie to watch. I just rented this yesterday, the latest Planet of the Apes. Oh, God, I can't even think of the title of the movie. I'll find out and come back and tell y'all. But anyway, it's really good. This is the third one in the series with Caesar. It's about Caesar, the chimpanzees takeover. Anyway, it's really good. We'll talk about it later. So anyway, how is everybody doing? Let me tell you the phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, if there's a subject you would like to see discussed, well, you know you can contact me at the website www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. And thank you for supporting the show. We're so grateful for that. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, you know what? I do. All right, then. Okay, well, we got a lot to cover today. So the first thing... Now, if you're into the Nanu phenomena or parapsychic, paraphenomena, whatever you want to say, you'll know who this guy is that I'm getting ready to talk about, Mr. Phil Snyder. He has also worked in the government as far about alien projects, black budget, the New World Order that's coming up, and the Deluxe Wars. So, anyway, I thought that I would talk about him and give this man credit. This story dropped, y'all, on Monday night about 5:16 p.m. So here we go. Listen carefully. I'm going to take my time about reading this particular news story. Phil Schneider, found dead 5 days after exposing the United States of America's black budget program. Again, Phil Schneider found dead 5 days after exposing the USA's black budget program. Story dropped on Monday evening, October 23rd. When investigators found the body of Philip Schneider, he had already been dead for 5 to 7 days. And the official cause of death was suicide. However, after a while, disturbing details about his death began to surface, leading some people to believe that he had not killed himself, but had in fact been murdered. Did the powers that be silence Phil forever, fearing he would reveal too many skeletons in the government's closet? Who exactly was this man? Well, Phil Schneider was a USA government geologist, engineer, and probably one of the most controversial figures in the field of ufology. He worked for the government in building military bases and was involved with the Philadelphia Experiment, as well as nuclear medicines. At first, he was quiet about his research and knowledge on the extraterrestrial, but the death of his father in 1993 and the murder of his friend Ron Rummel finally pushed him to uncover some of the most controversial topics in history regarding aliens. Therefore, several years before he died, Philip Schneider had been on a lecture tour talking about six topics: the alien agenda, the black budget, the Deluse Wars, advanced aircraft, deep underground military bases known as DUMBs, and the New World Order. The alien agenda, quote unquote. According to the engineer, aliens were supposed to take over the world in 2029. And the U.S. government had known about this alien agenda since 1933. Schneider claimed that 16 UFO crashes occurred between 1947 and 1952. During this period, the U.S. government managed to recover 117 alien bodies, out of which 4 were alive. The security of the extraterrestrial was handled by a special unit called the Blue Berets within the military as part of the Project Pounce. Schneider believed there were 7 benevolent alien species living on Earth and 4 evil species. He further suggested the government had signed 4 treaties with the aliens, starting in 1954, then in 1954, 1962, and 1979. The treaty in 1954 was apparently signed between the government and species of gray aliens. Their goal was to protect the Earth from a likely alien invasion. Phil even stated he was present at a meeting between high-level officials from the United Nations and an alien. This is all under the alien agenda. Now let's go to the black budget, see what did Phil have to say. Well, under the heading of the black budget, Phil Schneider claimed that for every year that goes by in the white world, the general public, quote-unquote, 44 years of research and development progresses in the so-called black world, quote-unquote. If this is the case, the general public is truly living in a dreamlike world. still using antiquated internal combustion engines as well as liquid rockets. The engineer maintained that the United States government has more than $508 billion budget for military research in order to prepare for the coming alien invasion. Well, the next thing he talked about was the New World Order. Now, according to the New World Order theory, quote unquote, from Mr. Snyder, power elite from all over the world will take over and enslave humanity. The idea behind the New World Order is one government that will rule over everything. In a world like this, citizens from each part of the world would hand over their freedom if they would like to be protected against terrorist threats. Reportedly, there are 107,200 prison boxcars designed which can store more than 15 million people who refuse the cause. Now, Mr. Snyder had to say about the Duluth Wars. During August of 1979, Phil Snyder was commissioned to take part in a deep drilling operation at Duluth, New Mexico. After four shafts have sunk, Snyder and a number of other geologists were appointed to determine what the problem is. However, upon arriving at the bottom of the shaft, they made a truly shocking discovery. He claimed that the cavern was infested with aliens, out of which he was able to kill two, badly injured by radiation beam from one of the aliens. Phil was barely able to escape alive. Apparently, a total of 66 Secret Service agents and FBI members were killed, and he was one of the three survivors of this event, which came to be known as the Duluth Wars. The remaining two theories complement the alien agenda theory. After he died, neither medical examiners nor the police finished their investigation. Even though his ex-wife ordered an autopsy, the autopsy report contained so many inconsistencies that it seemed like it wasn't the body of Snyder. The medical examiner made no mention of the metal plate in his head or the fact that his right lung had been removed. Hello? In addition, his ex-wife claimed he would never commit suicide, as he held strong religious convictions. Perhaps due to all his knowledge, desire to be public, and intention to release a book with all the manuscripts and photos, he had to be removed. But until further supporting evidence is revealed, we're left with more questions than answers. In any case, you have to agree that Philip Snyder's relentless effort for additional government accountability is something that everyone should take to heart. All right, so with this, we're going to take our first break, and I'm going to find out the name of that movie right quick. So we'll be right back in about two, so don't you go anywhere.
Ain't no smiling faces.
Welcome back to In the Studio with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That time right now is about 6:17 on the West Coast and 9:17 on the East Coast. Phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So I just got a call in. I'm fixing to tell everybody right now what's going on with the World Series right now. Okay, the World Series is in Game 2, y'all. And right now, I believe, L.A. Dodgers has a lead. It's 1-0. So right now, they're in the middle of the fourth. Houston Astros has won. Los Angeles Dodgers, or L.A. Dodgers, have zero. So that's where we are right now. We're in the fourth quarter. And I'll bring you up to date, you know, as it changes and goes along, and definitely before the show ends. So, anyway, right now, Houston Astros is winning, and it's in the middle of the fourth. Okay. Now, back to the news. Now, you know, I always got to give you guys a health tip, okay? So I'm going to give you this health tip. It's good. You're probably going to say, eh, but it's good. And also, since Halloween is next Monday, and next Wednesday will be the 1st of November, I decided to have some fun. So we're going to do some horoscope stuff, some fun things to listen to. And it might be profound, too. I don't know. It's up to you. But anyway, have a little bit of fun so we don't get too serious, huh? Okay. And, let me see. Was there anything else that I needed to give you guys on sports? The NBA. I'm sorry. Sorry. Let me tell you what's happening in the NBA, and then we'll go into the health tip. Okay, now, at the end of the fourth quarter, it's Houston 105, Philadelphia 104. Third quarter, we got Cleveland 73, and BKN is 84. Halftime, Indiana 48, Oklahoma Thunder 54, they're leading. Halftime, San Diego, I think it is. San Antonio, I'm sorry, San Antonio 56 and to Miami 51. So San Antonio's winning. And Toronto comes on at 7:30, them and Golden State, and also at 7:30 is Washington and the Los Angeles Lakers. So those two will be up on deck in about an hour from now. Okay, now we're back to blog news. Okay, now for the health tip is baking soda and castor oil. Yeah, you heard me. I know, I bet you got the baking soda, but when I say castor oil, I bet y'all went, I know, I had to take it too. Me and my brother had to take castor oil, a tablespoon a month. But you know what? Our little happy buns were sick. We were really healthy kids. We didn't have all these colds and flu and, oh, my God, all these diseases that these kids go through now and allergies, You know, some of them old folks' ways, they did work. They helped. It got our parents through, and it got us through, too. So, anyway, baking soda and castor oil can treat these 20 health problems. So, here we go. Multiple studies have confirmed that this recipe is even more effective than conventional medical treatments. One recipe of this kind is a mixture of baking soda and castor oil. Its ingredients are extremely beneficial and provide potent medicinal properties in the case of various health conditions. When these ingredients are combined, you get an extremely potent natural remedy that can provide positive effects in the case of more than 20 health problems. You've probably heard a lot about the properties of baking soda and its wide range of uses. Yeah, because I use baking soda and peroxide for my teeth to keep my teeth white. Castor oil treats various diseases, and when used as a coating, it is one of the most effective natural remedies which stimulate circulation. Due to the quality, it is often used as a compress. To prepare such a compress with castor oil, you will need cold press castor oil, a bottle of hot water, a plastic wrap, clean gauze or a cotton towel, and a towel. Clean the skin with some baking soda and then soak the gauze in castor oil and apply the gauze on the area that needs to be treated and wrap it in some plastic or foil. Use the hot water bottle to warm up that place and secure it with a towel. Leave it thus for over an hour. Afterwards, you should again clean the skin with some baking soda. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, these are some of the most important uses of castor oil and baking soda, okay, combined together now. Castor oil coatings applied on the neck, okay, efficiently treat chronic hoarseness and vocal cord nodules. That's in the front side, okay, not the back of your neck, but the front of your neck. If you just, you know, take it like you would your lotion and just rub it real good all on the front of your neck, and it should take away the hoarseness and vocal cord nodules. Okay. Next one, the oral use of 6 to 8 drops of castor oil for 4 months completely cures tendonitis. Now, you know what that is? That's in your ear. People that have ringing in their ears, that's a tendonitis. You know, it can drive you crazy. I get it every now and then, and it does. It'll drive you crazy. Well, anyway, get a little dropper and put 6 to 8 drops in your ear. Put you a little, cotton ball in there and hold your head down for a few minutes. Let it get in there, and then take the little cotton ball out. And just see, do it for 4 months. And it says completely, okay, not partially, completely cures tendonitis. So try it. Check it out, y'all. Okay, next one, drip a couple of drops of castor oil in your ear to enhance your hearing. We already said that. Okay. Castor oil removes pilonidal cysts. I don't know what those are, but it just says the oil removes them. So I guess if you spread the oil on the cysts, it'll remove it or decrease it, whatever. But pilonidal cysts, okay. Next one, massage with castor oil can reduce and prevent the appearance of stretch marks. Now, I've heard of that. I didn't use it, of course, but I do have a few stretch marks from my children. But anyway, yeah, it says massage with castor oil can reduce and prevent the appearance of stretch marks. Oh, I know what they told me. It was mineral oil, to rub mineral oil on my stomach, which is about the same thing, to be honest with you. Okay, next thing, mix baking soda with castor oil to remove the dark spots on the face. Hey, hey, hey. So any of you that have those dark, you know, aging, that's what they really call it, aging spots on your face, mix that. I would do it equally. If it's like a tablespoon of baking soda, a tablespoon of olive oil, and mix it together, and then make it as, I mean, the castor oil, excuse me. Olive oil is good for your face, too. Don't doubt that, baby. Olive oil is good for your skin. It's a good, let me just say this about olive oil. If you want to keep your skin pretty, your knees and your legs and your arms and your elbow, use olive oil on them every day. And I'm telling you, your skin will look really pretty. You can use it on your breasts, too, and your butt. You know, if you oil your body in the morning or whenever you take your bath or shower. Okay, but getting back to this, so massage with castor oil can reduce and prevent the appearance. Oh, I said a stretch mark. Mix baking powder with castor oil. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Even it out. Tablespoon of baking soda and tablespoon of castor oil to remove dark spots on the face. So put it on as a paste, and I would imagine at least let it stay on for about 15 minutes and then wash it off. And for God's sake, don't get it in your eye, okay, because you're doing it for underneath your eye, right? Yeah, and on your face, other areas, okay. Next one, castor oil compress quickly treats injured ankles. Now, I did castor oil compress quickly treats injured ankles. Ain't that somehow one word can mean two things, compress or compress? That's the English language for you. But anyway, so I would take to go back to the beginning where it said, you know, do the olive oil and then put the gauze over it and then put a towel over it, warming towel, and let it sit on your ankle maybe for about a half an hour and then take it off. You know, to let it get in there real good. Just like the same thing you would do if you put rubbing any of those heat products or heat and cool products on injured muscles, you know, or your bones. Okay, and let's see. Castor oil effectively treats cataracts. Now, this I didn't know. It said all you need to do is to drip a drop of castor oil in the eyes before going to sleep at night. Interesting, huh? I know. I was like, really? But it says castor oil effectively treats cataracts. All you need to do is drip a drop of castor oil in the eye before going to sleep at night. I don't know. I've never done that. I guess it can't hurt, because if it did, you'd be suing these people for that's giving this report. Okay, consume 5 drops of castor oil daily to prevent allergies. See, what did I tell you guys earlier? I'm telling you, me and my brother used to have to swallow a tablespoon. But we only had to do it once a month. And we were just not bothered with all this stuff like these kids are today. You know what? I think that would really help my daughter. I'm going to tell you, she just found out she has a shellfish allergy. But you know what? It wouldn't hurt for her to try and just put a few drops in her juice every day and drink it. Yeah, I think I'm going to suggest that to her. I'm not saying it's going to take the shellfish away, but it might reduce whatever, because she's also allergic to the cousins of the shellfish and crustaceans. So she can't even do bouillon. Did you know that the bouillon has shellfish? Yeah, it does, y'all. Okay, castor oil coating can significantly ease the pain in the back. So you can also use it as a rub, like you would some of the other Icy Hot or those heating pads. I guess just take the castor oil and put a little bit in the palm of your hand there and rub it into your skin. So castor oil coating can significantly ease the pain in the back. Next one, the regular massage with castor oil removes calcium deposit on the soles. Oh. The regular massage with castor oil removes calcium deposits on the soles. So, hey, and you know what? If you did do that, I would sure put on a pair of white socks. I think that would be really good. I mean, I taught this to my daughters that when they used to get sick, I would rub the bottom of their feet with Vic Salve, and then I'd put white socks on their feet and put them in the bed and cover them up unless they were really bad, and I'd have to put it on their chest if they were coughing, you know, had deep chest cough, and then I'd put a little T-shirt on them, you know. So, and then in the morning they'd have to take another shower or bath, you know, before they go to school because you didn't want them to get pneumonia. But it worked. Putting that Vic Salve on their feet, it would just go up through the body, and sure enough, the next day, they both of them would feel a lot better. So I'll have to try this. Regular massage of castor oil removes calcium deposits on the soles of the feet. And then also the eyelids before bedtime to treat, ocular allergies. You should rub some castor oil on the eyelids before bedtime to treat ocular allergies. So you know what they're saying? You can do what, a drop in each eye for cataracts? Yeah, put a drop in each eye for cataracts. And you can also massage the castor oil directly to treat. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. I'm sorry. Got ahead of myself. You should rub castor oil on the eyelids before bedtime to treat ocular allergies. And you know what? It'll probably make your eyelashes grow too. Did you know that? If you put Vaseline on your eyes every night before you go to bed, your eyelashes will grow. That's the truth. I bet you didn't know that tip, huh? Yep. Okay, let's see. The next one is, apply castor oil directly to treat mouth sores. There you go. Massage the scalp with castor oil on a daily basis to stimulate the growth of your hair. Well, hey, I'm going to have to try that one. I wear my hair real short, though, but I got a spot up there, could use some help. I look like a hole in my natcha. Okay, next one, rub castor oil on warts for 30 days to remove them completely. Rub castor oil on warts for 30 days to remove them completely. Apply castor oil coating on the stomach to reduce hyperactivity. Wow. So you know what? I'm going to say something. For you folks that got ADHD kids or ADHD adults, try that. Rub some castor oil on their stomach, maybe like in the morning, especially the children, before they get dressed, put their little school clothes on or play clothes if they're, you know, under five. And see if their behavior does change during the day. Same for the adult. And maybe do it again before they go to bed at night. You know, it helps them to, says reduce hyperactivity might help them to sleep. How do you know? Sleep better. But anyway, so apply castor oil coating to the stomach to reduce hyperactivity. Okay, next one. It relieves topical skin injuries like cuts, burns, and bruises. All right, that's a good one to know. Apply castor oil topically on bug bites to relieve the swelling and itching. The coatings of castor oil also, treat diarrhea. How about that? The coatings of castor oil treat diarrhea. So I guess if you take a tablespoon, it'll slow it down. I would think it would move things for you. Okay, treat fungal infections like athlete foot with the application of castor oil coatings on the feet. It effectively treats hepatitis, too. Wow, I didn't know that. So if you have athlete's feet, just pour some on your feet and rub it in. It effectively treats hepatitis, I guess, if you take a tablespoon of it. Castor oil coatings on the stomach can stop the snoring in 2 weeks. Get out of here. Who's ever listening, if your husband or your wife snores, try it and let me know. Please let me know. Castor oil on the stomach will stop the snoring. Boy, I tell you, on the stomach works for a lot of good things. A mixture of baking soda and castor oil is extremely helpful in the case of cancer. Okay, I guess to apply to that area and see what happens. Interesting. And I've had cancer twice, but I had surgery. It was removed, so I couldn't tell you. And I've been fine for 7 years now, so. The consumption of a few drops of castor oil on a daily basis can help you reduce the addiction to alcohol and nicotine. Well, I guess I ain't addicted to alcohol, but I do smoke cigarettes. Might as well tell the truth. Ain't no sense in lying. I do smoke cigarettes, so maybe I need to try that. Okay. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here and be back in 5. And then you know what we're going to do? We're going straight into the horoscopes and have some fun, huh? All right, see you in a couple minutes. Sing it, Marvin. Welcome back to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. You know, I found out the title for that movie. It's Planet of the Apes, and it's the third in the series. Oh, it's War for the Planet of the Apes. I'm sorry. The title is War for the Planets of the Apes. And like I said, it's the third in the series, and it's really good. I think that you'll enjoy it. So my recommendation, yes, thumbs up. you will enjoy it. Second recommendation I have is Girls Trip. I've watched that movie about 5 times. You talking about hysterically funny. It is so good. And it's, you know, actually any age, I would say at least from 16 up, 16 to 100 would enjoy it. I think under 16, some of it they might, but 16, yeah, you would understand it. And it's nothing in there real racy or sexual or a lot of cursing. I mean, one girlfriend, but she's just crazy. But it's a girlfriend movie. It's a movie that a bunch of girlfriends that go together, or it might could be a nice date night, too. It could be a nice date movie. So that's Girls Trip. And my next recommendation is Transformers. It's been out for a while. The Last Night, that's pretty good. You can rent it or buy it. It is on demand, and I think it might be on Netflix. You could check that out. Aliens, this last one that just came out, is pretty good. Scary as heck. But, man, the ending will have you thinking. I mean, it's good. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give it away. Now, I do have not a recommendation but a complaint. I used to enjoy this show, y'all, called Blackish. It comes on ABC with, what's his name, Anthony Anderson. And I can't think of the girl, Tracy Ross. And at first when they came on, it was pretty good, kind of funny. Some of the writing was pretty good. But now my complaint is you're starting to get buffoonish, stupid. It's like, okay, your wife is a doctor. No doctor is going to act as stupid as she did the other night. When she went into her daughter's room, she's a black mother. Maybe it was a white in her. Maybe that's what confused me. Anyway, she walked into her daughter's room, y'all, and her daughter's got a friend in there, a male guy. I don't know if it's her boyfriend yet. And they're just sitting there talking, you know, so there's no reason when she walked in for the jump up or anything, which they didn't. And she, you know, and the daughter said, well, Mom, this is my friend, blah, 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 you know, because they're just sitting there talking. Now, she goes into this stupid thing, like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's your friend. And, like, you know, like she's all cool with it. No, you're not. If you walk into your daughter's bedroom and there's a guy in there, I don't care if they're both just doing homework, but they're just sitting there, what the hell are you doing in here with the room? First off, with the door closed, and secondly, how come I don't know that this boy is in your room? She got real stupid with it, and then she's like, oh, okay, I'll leave. This is your house. Your daughter don't even pay rent here. So you know what? That's getting kind of stupid. You're taking away from the essence of the show. You started out kind of good, but now you're starting to end up where it's becoming ridiculous, where, you know, people will distance themselves from watching your show. And, you know, we want to support you, brother, no doubt, please. We definitely want to support you, but the path that your show is going right now, there's no way. She's a doctor. She might be a little silly, but she's not going to be stupid like that. Ain't no doctor going to act like that. Not in a black doctor, how hard it is to make it in this world. Come on. You're the one that's on your end of the show with your company being on this so much realism. Well, don't you think that Tracy Ross, character, needs to tighten that up a little bit, be a little bit more intelligent when she's supposed to be as a doctor? She's about the only one in Junior. Yeah, I'm so glad you're giving him intelligent parts. That boy ain't going to be that stupid. He's got you two for parents. It looks like you born a retard, okay? Give it up, Anthony. You can do better than that. Bring the show back to where it was, not going into some puny. Would you do lose black writers? Is that what happened? Don't nobody know about it yet? Oh, well. Okay, we're going to take another quick break, and then we will be right back. I'm through fussing, but anyway, those are my recommendations for this week. We'll be right back.
You don't know.
Welcome back to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The time is 646 on the West Coast, and it's about 946 on the East Coast. So glad that you're joining me. Well, now we're going to go through, that's why I cut it out, and thank you, Michael McDonald, that was the Doobie Brothers, taking it to the street. Anyway, the luckiest quality of each zodiac sign, okay? And they're not in the order of the sign, they're in order of luck, the luckiest quality of each zodiac sign. So first up is Sagittarius. Sagittarius is first on the list by default. Its ruling planet is Jupiter, which has always been associated with good fortune, generosity, and abundance. For Sagittarius, life itself is a rich tapestry of priceless experiences and adventures. Number two is Capricorn. Capricorn may not be the first sign that comes to mind when you think of lucky accidents, but Capricorn is driven to succeed no matter how long it takes. That's a pretty lucky trait to have. Capricorn's determination to take charge of their own fate with ruthless efficiency gives them the power to create as much of their own luck as they need. Number three is Leo. Everyone loves Leo. Leo especially loves Leo. Self-confidence is a key ingredient to creating a life full of good luck. Leo attracts all kind of positive energy from other people simply because that's what they expect. They're comfortable with telling an audience exactly what they need, and their presentation is so engaging that people are usually glad to give them what they ask for. Number four, Taurus. Taurus is drawn to wealth, beauty, and comfort. Their natural sense of value and insistence on security makes them shrewd investors, and not just when it comes to material wealth. Taurus' sense of territory includes quality people and ideas as well as fine objects. Bad luck is simply not allowed on their property. Number five, Pisces. Back when humans hadn't yet discovered any planets past Saturn, Jupiter was also Pisces' ruling planet. Neptune holds that position these days, but many of the old associations still apply. Pisces' greatest talent is empathy, the ability to understand other people on deep emotional level. They tend to know what others need and are quick to help, which earns them a wide variety of useful connections in their social and professional networks. Number six, Libra. Fairness and balance are Libra's main concern, not luck. In fact, if Libra has a run of good luck for too long, they'll start looking for the negative side that they know must be coming. Libra isn't cynic by any means, but they do tend to be keenly aware that everything good has a downside and vice versa. Happily, Libra can use their negotiation skills to increase their chances of staying away from that downside as long as possible. Number seven is Aquarius. Aquarius is clever and intellectual, but also eccentric and often surrounded by the forces of chaos and change. Sometimes these changes bring happy surprises and an excellent turn of luck. More often, they create an inconvenient mess. Aquarius is one of the most flexible signs, and they're good at spotting promising opportunities in the midst of the worst situations. Their luck is determined by their ability to follow through and pursue these opportunities. Number eight is Aries. Aries relies on brute force, and they're determined to have their way regardless of their luck. This often works to their advantage since they push through every obstacle in their path. However, this approach tends to make a lot of enemies too. Aries' enthusiasm is admirable, but success will usually come faster and more often if they can rein it in and learn how to get what they want without turning everything into a contest. Number 9, Gemini. Gemini is one of the most social of the signs, is great at impressing people and being a team player. Gemini's biggest problem comes out when they have to go it alone. They just don't function well in solitude for very long. They need input, opinions, and validations from others. Gemini's luck depends on what other people's luck, on other people's luck, and to me, that's bad luck. I don't think so. But, I think it's okay. Number 10, Virgo. It's not that Virgo attracts bad luck. Virgo just doesn't trust good luck. Virgos trust lists and databases and research, and whether something's good or bad happens, they start looking for patterns. This isn't necessarily a bad thing, but you can't reproduce good luck in that lab. Virgos tend to get so wrapped up in logic that they overlook new information that doesn't fit their theory, causing them to miss out on a lot of unexpected opportunities. And last, number 11, is Cancer. If luck depends on attitude, Cancer isn't doing itself any favors. This sign tends to be defensive and passive-aggressive and to hold grudges forever. Of course, Cancers have their sweet side too, but since they're naturally shy and protective, it's hard to reach that part of them. If you want to increase your good fortune, you have to leave your house and take a few risks, and poor Cancer has a tough time with that. Number 12, and the last, is Scorpio. Scorpio's ruling planet is Pluto, because that planet is associated with tragedy and traumatic life lessons. Scorpio naturally comes last on this list. But are Scorpios really the most unlucky people of the zodiac, or do they, like Pluto, actually thrive on drama and challenges? Could it be that Scorpio welcomes bad luck? And if so, is their bad luck actually good luck? Scorpio is an infinite paradox. And thus ends how your sign lines up as the luckiest quality of each zodiac sign. Okay, we're going to go back and do one more check on the game. Right now this is the World Series, Houston Astros versus the Los Angeles Dodgers. So right now, y'all, it's at the top of the sixth and zero outs. It is now Houston Astros 1 and Los Angeles Dodgers 1. Okay. All righty, and don't forget the two NBA games tonight at 7:30, I think it is. Yeah, I can't remember right now. Oh, 7 p.m., Utah and Phoenix. Okay, there you go. And Chicago beat Denver, and Houston beat Philadelphia, and Detroit beat Minnesota. Okay, those are your final scores on the NBA. All right, well, thank you, y'all, for enjoying me today and enjoying the show here on the Essence of Success Radio Network called In the Studio. Thank you for joining me around the world on the chat room or here on the phone. I truly enjoyed you, and I'm grateful that you joined me today. So come back Friday. We have a special guest will be Mr. Theodore Weidensinger. He's a jazz and R&B entertainer and producer and writer and composer. And so we're going to feature his CD for 1 hour on Friday. So be sure and tune in at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. on the West Coast to listen to Mr. Theodore Weidensinger. All right, y'all have a good evening. Be good to each other, and I'll see you on Friday.
Possibility. By the time this night is over.